And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. Here's a band we predict you'll be hearing a lot more of this year, the Denver-based group called The Lumineers. Their new album is self-titled. And this song, their new single, is called Ho Hey. When we got their CD in the mail, it included a quote from lead singer Wesley Schultz. It was published in the New York Times back in 1992 when Wesley was just 9 years old. And here's the quote. It says, "I spend a lot of time on my drawings, and it turns out real good because I've been practicing a lot." Well, the article was about a musician who was visiting Wesley's school at the time. Anyway, that quote was about wanting to be an artist. And a few years ago, a friend of Wesley's dug it up and sent it to him.
It was kind of reassuring to see that I did have some intention with that, even at an early age.
When Wesley got the quote, he'd been living in New York. This was a few years ago. And he and his childhood friend Jeremiah Freites were both working odd jobs and struggling to make it as a band. And that's when they wrote this song.
I remember, Jerry, you came over and worked on a little bit, and our neighbor told us to stop playing because it was really loud. But
yeah, we ran through the song for maybe a minute, and then door knocking ensued about a minute and a half later. And that was our one practice day in Brooklyn at Wes's apartment.
What about the story behind the song? Is there any truth to it?
Yeah. I've been trying to do it right. Got my heart broken pretty good and
living a lonely life.
Just reflecting on that.
I've been sleeping here instead.
And
I've been sleeping in my bed.
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Sleeping in my bed.
It just alludes to the fact that you're on your own.
I don't know.
The one thing that I thought I could do all right, and it might dig me out of this hole.
You guys, you grew up, you've known each other since you were kids. Grew up in New Jersey in a suburb called Ramsey. Wesley, you were actually childhood friends with Jeremiah's older brother, Josh. He was your best friend, right?
Yeah, growing up, we spent a lot of time together, often in silence, just drawing. We took classes together. I still have the notepad. I think you do too, Jer.
Yeah.
This yellow notepad from our classes that we worked on together and spent a lot of time over each other's houses and things like that.
Josh, your brother, he died 10 years ago. Tragically died of a drug overdose when he was just 19. And the two of you got together and I guess started playing music as sort of a way to figure out how to cope with this.
Well, it's not that nicely of a package.
Hmm.
I think the reality is that when that happened, I think, in a sense, I grew up overnight. I don't think that we would necessarily be here talking to you if he hadn't died. I don't know where I would be. I think that I'd still be making music, but I think that it really drastically altered my trajectory for the rest of my life.
Yeah, he played pretty mean guitar, too, Josh.
Yeah.
He had a Slash guitar that...
Yeah, Slash's snake bit guitar.
We would use for our first few gigs.
I stood alone upon the platform in vain.
You guys, a lot of your story is about your journey, because you started in New York, you were in Brooklyn, and then you left. You decided that New York wasn't the place for you. You sing about it in one of your songs that's called Dead Sea.
I headed west, I was a man on the moon. New York had lied to me, I needed the truth, oh, I need...
New York had lied to me, and I needed the truth. What was the lie?
Well, I remember one of our friends and musical acquaintances out in the East Coast said the first rule of being a band, I think, is you make the nearest, largest city your mecca, and you work on that. I took that as gospel, like, oh, nice, let's just go to New York City time and time again every other week, and things will get going for us.
And it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I think we just saw the same people coming out, and we thank them to this day from the bottom of my heart.
And I was so sick of making those Evites, too, using Evite.com to get people out.
Right.
It was just,
So I think we just thought that if we could go somewhere where we could afford to work on music and tour, that that's probably the solution, and don't worry about all the other details. And that's why Denver made sense.
When you got to Denver, you put an ad in Craigslist looking for a cellist. The first person who responded is, in fact, your cellist.
Nila.
Yeah.
I think I still have the voicemail she left.
What happened when she showed up? Did you ask her to practice or to rehearse or something, or, you know, give you
yeah,
a...
Yeah, I remember... Yeah. I remember she showed up, and I remember Wes and I were very excited, almost giddy with excitement. She walked into our house, and...
Charlie Boy.
I think we played Charlie Boy.
Don't go to war.
And I think I was looking at Wes. Like, oh, man, this is sweet, you know, and... nailed the notes perfectly, and it sounded wonderful.
Lillian.
We said, wow, this is a pretty cool sound.
Don't hang your head.
Really, the rest is sort of history. I mean, she plays the cello, mandolin, even electric bass at times, and piano. Yeah, I think that's truly when the Lumineers was forged.
I'm speaking with Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freites of the band The Lumineers. Their new self-titled debut album is out now. Let's get to another track on the record. This one's called Big Parade.
Lovely girl, won't you stay? Won't you stay? Stay with me. All my life I was blind. I was blind. Now I see.
On this track, Big Parade, you're doing this sort of thing that you do all over the record, this energetic,
all my life I was blind,
stomp and clap kind of sound.
Now
shouting choruses, call and response. How carefully do you craft those moments?
I think we worked on it incessantly.
Yeah. I think another turning point was in New York, and we heard Exile on Main Street, and I was shocked at how it just immediately got me, and I loved the ragged, raw sound. Something that I really appreciated about that sound and some of the things that we do now are in an effort to capture the flaws and the warts and all. We just love that stuff because it sounded so real.
You guys are just about to launch a national tour. You're going to go to the UK and Ireland. You're going to tour with the Civil Wars, who've been on this program, a great band. What does it feel like, you know, having taken this risk, leaving New York, moving to Denver, not even knowing what was going to happen, and now people are really, you're starting to get national attention for your music?
Yeah, it feels really, really good. Wes was working as a coffee barista, and I was a barback at some crappy hometown bar, and we were ready to take the dive.
Yeah, I felt crazy for a while. Like, maybe I was just being super stubborn at pursuing this just to be different or something. Or there's a level of validation that is nice to have so you can move on and just not worry about feeling like you might be crazy.
That's Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freites. They're the co-founders of the band The Lumineers. Their self-titled debut album is out now. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Wesley, Jeremiah, thank you so much, and good luck this year.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, and Walter Watson. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Mathoni Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. We bid a fond farewell today to our longtime producer, Petra Mayer. She's leaving us for another assignment here at NPR. Petra, thanks so much for making us sound better all these years. We will miss you here on the second floor. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're back on the radio tomorrow with more news, stories, music, and much, much more. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.